Hello, and welcome to the Og Blog Podcast. I am your utterly non-controversial host, Nat Gertler, the Og Blogger, who has never said a word that anyone could disagree with, and anyone who's telling you otherwise is spreading fake news. You can have it from the ultimate authority, that is, I myself, that I am completely and utterly reliable. Peanuts books themselves are like that as well. Peanuts is beloved by all, and nothing done with Peanuts could ever draw concern or scorn, right? Well, if that were so, this would be a very short episode of the podcast. As it is, it's a pretty short episode, but that's largely because I don't have the months I'd want to properly delve into its topic, which is the most controversial Peanuts book of all. Now, I can see some of you knitting your brows, trying to figure out which of the many hundreds of Peanuts books out there could be the most controversial. Some of you are thinking it must be that pop-up book, Love Allah Peanuts, with its Islamic message. But no, you're confused. That title is actually Love a la Peanuts, as in love in the style of Peanuts. That's a totally different thing. No, the book I'm thinking of, booklet, really, it's a 20-page, 8.5x11-inch staple-bound pamphlet, does not even touch on religion. No, its focus is something else that's just as likely to cause anger. Money. Yes, it's a booklet on the economy, or, to be more specific and to quote the title at the same time, it's a booklet on the American economic system, and your part in it. We're talking about the 1970s, the mid-1970s. We're talking about the period that had been expected to be the end of the Richard Nixon administration. Only both Nixon and his elected vice president, Spiro Agnew, had resigned their offices in disgrace, leaving the steering wheel of the country in the hands of that man that the American public had never voted for, the amiable Gerald R. Ford. The American economy at the time was in rough shape, due to something called inflation. We still have some inflation. That's prices of things going up. And a little inflation may actually be good for the economy. But back then, we were getting more than a little inflation. Where these days, prices go up by about 1 or 2% per year. In 1974 alone, prices went up more than 12%. This made it very hard for people to plan purchases and to know how to handle their income. The government tried various things to manage this inflation. Perhaps the most memorable was giving out lapel buttons with the letters WIN on them, standing for Whip Inflation Now. This was perhaps not the most effective tool used to fight inflation, but sadly, it also wasn't the least effective tool that they tried. Some folks turned their pins upside down, so they seemed to read NIM, standing for No Immediate Miracles. The American people were very down on the economy, and the Department of Commerce felt that it was in part because the American people didn't really understand that well how the economy works. So they went to the advertising industry, the same people who used to let you know which cigarette was best for your T-zone and now inform you about which disease Cyndi Lauper is using the cool new drug for, and asked for help. The advertising industry has a group that does advertising for the public good, the Advertising Council. And if you think that getting a prostate exam is a good idea and starting a wildfire is probably a bad idea, then it's likely that because they pulled you in. And between the Department of Commerce and the Advertising Council, and with a little bit of help from the Department of Labor, they came up with the master plan for informing Americans. A booklet with Peanuts illustrations. Now, you can't tell it's a Peanuts booklet from the outside. The cover is all about patriotism. It has the title, a red, white, and blue ribbon, and a medal celebrating the U.S. Bicentennial with a picture of a colonial drummer on it. Yes, this book was released in 1976. It was linked in various ways to that celebration of America's 200th birthday. But once you open it up, you hit a spread with a table of contents, focusing on such questions as, what is an economic system? And how does our economy fit together? A foreword explaining to you that American people have a basic faith in the economy but don't understand it. And a picture of Snoopy, Charlie Brown, and Linus, seemingly inspired by Archibald Willis's revolutionary-themed painting The Spirit of 76, with Snoopy playing a flute, Linus on the drum, and Charlie Brown marching at point with a flag. The rest of the booklet has about one Peanuts image on each page, usually just a single panel taken from the strip. And some may look like they've been redialogued, but they haven't. They actually found the 1972 strip where Linus says to Sally, I'll probably put it all in a savings account and just live off the interest, or maybe I'll buy an annuity payable at age 12, or maybe I'll invest it all in some mutual funds, or even buy some stock in one of our local companies that seems to be getting bigger, or dot, dot, dot. Ellipsis, if you want the technical term for dot, dot, dot. There are a couple of two-panel sequences and one five-panel. Those are taken right from the strip. The reproduction is a bit variable, and the two pictures that use Franklin, he gets colored darker than ever before. Now, this booklet was a huge deal. This was actually the biggest campaign the Advertising Council had worked on to this point, in all its 30-some years of existence. There were newspaper ads, magazine ads, ads on buses, and so forth, pointing you to mail away for this booklet. A simple request to an address in Pueblo, Colorado, would get one delivered to your door by a uniformed representative of the United States government, what we then referred to as a mailman. And they found other ways to distribute it as well. Business groups ordered the booklets in bulk to distribute. Millions of copies of this were printed. Literally millions. I've seen estimates as high as 9 million. But from the moment the project was announced, there was controversy. Even before anyone could read the booklet, folks who were not in lockstep with the Republican administration indicated that they were sure that it would give a very pro-corporate spin on the economy, a concern that was not at all settled by the actual publishing of the booklet, and thus letting people read it. Congressman Benjamin Rosenthal, a Democrat who chaired a House of Representatives subcommittee, issued a report on it. He decried both its contents and its use of money that had been intended for specific things. $89,000 of the money had come from the Office of Minority Enterprise, and $150,000 from the Economic Development Administration. Publicity-seeking public interest groups included their voices in the outcry. Now, faced with this controversy, the TV networks were very wary of putting ads for the booklet in their public service ad time. There were three commercial broadcast networks at the time, NBC, CBS, and ABC. And of those, only NBC was willing to carry the booklet advertising. The Ad Council ended up producing a second set of ads, one that, instead of suggesting that people mail away for the booklet, just suggested that people go to their libraries to learn more about the economy. Those ads, CBS and ABC, were willing to run. The Ad Council said at one point that they expected that $150 million worth of the ads would be run, although a counting said that $50 million worth of ad space and time was donated, which just shows the power of advertising. It takes $50 million to get people to take 9 million copies of something that's free. That's over $5 a piece, 1970s dollars at that. There is a record out there, a vinyl release, if you will, that has various radio ads for this push. One side is all ads for ordering the booklet. The other side is go to the library ads. There's actually a copy of this for sale, and I was tempted to buy it and include an ad or two in this podcast, but I don't have a working record player. And besides, it's only a few days until airtime, and the disc wouldn't get here in time anyway. If This American Life wants me to do an expanded version of this podcast for them, then I'll get it. That's the kind of thing they like. Schultz's contribution allowed the project to be mocked in certain ways. The critical essay in the journal College English on the booklet, while only making passing mention of the Schultz illustrations, is titled The Gospel According to the Advertising Council, an obvious play on the best-selling book The Gospel According to Peanuts. On the other hand, Schultz was also given a nice plaque in return for having allowed his work to be used. You can see that plaque on page 31 of my book, The Peanuts Collection, and see that it has a medallion on it saying the title of the booklet, The American Economy and Your Place in It. Also on page 31, you'll find a caption for the plaque photo, a caption that, let me make this perfectly clear, I did not write. The captions were handled by someone else. Why do I make a point of this? Because the caption says that the medal was awarded to Schultz for his contribution to the American economic system and his part in it, as if he were being thanked for spending a lot of money or generating profits. And, having mentioned my own book, I suppose I should provide some academic footnotes here and mention some of the works that I used for reference here, which included, well, of course, the booklet itself. I do have a second printing copy of it. Eric Barnow's book, The Sponsor, Notes on Modern Potentates. The book Endless Propaganda, The Advertising of Public Goods by Paul Rutherford. Yeah, let me make that clear. Paul Rutherford is the author. He was not the person advertising public goods. Anyway, that book points out that according to surveys, the American people actually knew less about the economy after the booklet came out than before. And a couple of New York Times articles from the era. Their advertising column, they had an advertising column, and the March 15th and July 30th, 1976, installments of that column, both by Philip Dougherty, were useful as to what was going on at the time. Now, if you want to read the booklet, it's available online in a low-quality scan with all the Peanuts images removed. Because while the work of U.S. government workers on the job is automatically in the public domain, Peanuts definitely is not. I'll put a link to it in the blog, in the entry for this podcast. And hey, you are stopping by the blog, right? I mean, several times a week. It's updated with new Peanuts book news and notes. Just stop by aug.com. That's AAUGH.com. We put on the second A for savings. And by the by, if you have any questions for me, any suggestions, perhaps someone you'd like to have me interview, if you think you're someone I should interview, if you want to interview me, whatever, just send your emails to questions@aug.com. And until next time, may inflation not keep your nickel from still buying you a good therapy session. May the American economic system still support your plans to make profits off of polled Herefords. And may all your griefs be good ones.